Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Uniquely Designed Talk Radio with your host, certified life coach, international speaker, and author, Nayshawn Turner. Uniquely Designed Talk is all about encouraging, motivating, inspiring, and empowering you to redesign your life to achieve your personal and professional goals and dreams. So get ready to experience your moment of transformation as you listen to Nayshawn and her guest on Uniquely Designed Talk.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Uniquely Designed Talk, the Total Empowered Woman radio show. Hi, I'm your host, Nayshawn Turner, and I am excited that you are here with me today. Listen, I'm kind of in this new place, and so that's what I'm going to talk about with you guys today. It's called Seasons of Change. That's what I want to talk about. I'm in this different season right now, and I'm going to share that with you, and I hope that you will share with me about your seasons of change and how you are adjusting and adapting to all of that. So I know most of you may be wondering, okay, Nayshawn, what kind of season of change that you're talking about? Well, I'm going to jump right into it and let you know in just a few minutes, but before I do, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to call someone, text them, and say, hey, Nayshawn is on the air, and she's going to be talking about how to navigate through these different seasons of change. And one particular season that I'm talking about, and that is being an empty nester. Yes, you guys, I am an empty nester. So let me just jump right in and tell you, you know, there has been a whirlwind of change for me within the last few months that brought about a sudden readjustment to my life. And I know it's like, well, you know this was coming, right? And yeah, you know that, you know, sooner or later your kids will move away from home and all of that. But you're not always ready for what it would feel like afterwards. I mean, I was definitely excited about my last child, which is my son, Nathan, who just went away to college just this weekend. And I was like, oh, my gosh, this is it. It just felt like a finale. You know, we have three kids and two are grown and on their own, finished college. And so he was the last one. And so I want to talk about today, you know, becoming an empty nester. And for many people, I know the thought of entering this stage of life is like empty nester. Now what? Right? Well, that's why today I'm going to share how I intend to embrace my empty nest, and perhaps these tips will help you too. And what I would love for you guys to do, I would love for you to leave a comment and share any ideas or suggestions regarding how you or someone you know have dealt with becoming and thriving as an empty nester. All right, so, you know, my son just started school, and he's at Hampton University, HU, yes. And it's so exciting because this is the school that he wanted to attend and very excited about it. And you know, he's a very grounded young man, very proud of him even now. And he'll be playing on their Division I lacrosse team. And so it's exciting that this change has happened. But even before this happened, you know, our oldest daughter, she stayed with us for a little bit, and she moved out to California to pursue her acting career. We have another daughter who is an executive chef and an entrepreneur as well. And so Nathan was it. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. And in the midst of that, you know, I had changes with my dog passing away and all kinds of things happened. But this became one of the things that, of course, stood out even more. And this was, wow, we're done. Our house is empty, you know. And so I began to contemplate what all of this means, right? And so I want to kind of share some of the tips that I began to immediately
think about and in the process of implementing for myself, and perhaps it will help you too. Number one, take a moment to take it all in. I mean, I had to take a WUSA moment. I had to just sit here and just pause and say, wow, this has really happened. I had to begin to look around my life and see just what happened here. You know, I'm looking at the empty room and seeing all of his things that were left there that he did not want to take with him. And it's like, wow, this has really happened, right? And so I had to take it all in that I no longer have to go to parent-teacher conferences. I no longer have to be on the bus stop. I no longer have to do any of those things that remind me of when they were little and going through that whole process of going to games and all those other things that we had to be a part of, that's no more. And can I be honest with you guys? It was a sudden sadness, you know, at one point. And it was actually the day before he actually left. I had me a moment, you know, where, you know, the tears were there and I was like, wow, this is it. This is it. But then afterwards, it was really this excitement that just really flooded, you know, my heart. And I was like, okay, but this is it. And so now, you know, it's a moment where I can really, really focus on what's next, right? So I just want to encourage you to first just take it all in, you know, take in all the emotions, all the thoughts, all the memories, and say, wow, okay, this is something new, right? And you know, you've never been here before, and so now it's learning how to navigate these different waters where it's just you and your spouse, or if you're not married, it's just you and whatever or whomever else is in your life to say, okay, this is now something that I have to begin to adjust my life to and create a new normal, right? All right, so number two, I had to learn to let go. You know, seeing my son on that huge campus and him walking away from the car, I was like, wow, my husband said, look at that college man, you know, walking around the corner. And just the reality that he's not my little baby anymore, but he is a young adult, and it's time to let him go. It's time to let him fly, you know, and I've told my children before, you know, you really do have wings and they really do work. So it's time for you to fly. And so sometimes that could be easier said than done, realizing that, hey, you know, you can't keep on the tight reins, but you have to let them go. And I think it was just a tad bit easier of letting Nathan go because, as I said earlier, you know, he's a pretty grounded kind of guy. You know, he's kind of, you know who he is, and he's not easily to be influenced in a way that causes me some real concern. So just keep my fingers crossed and still praying and believing that he will stay on the right track. But for the most part, I feel pretty good and pretty confident about that. So, but I had to learn to let him go, let him step fully into his adulthood, into his manhood, right? And knowing that he's in an environment where, you know, he can be mentored and he can you know, step fully into what it means to become a man of excellence. And so, but I have to allow him to do that as well. And so as a mama who loves their babies, you know, sometimes we want to still have our reach in there and really kind of tell them what to do and try to control. But I realized, especially after going through this two times before, but now with this is my last, it's so important to really let go. And so I had been praying before, you know, Lord, help me to let go and to let God and to just trust that everything is going to be okay. Everything is going to be okay. He has access to us. He can call us. He can talk to us about whatever he needs to talk to us about. But we've also have a purpose to put other people who we trust in their wisdom and their guidance in his life so that maybe there's some things he may not want to say to us, but he can say to someone else that we believe will give him the right advice and counsel. So it's always important that once you let him go or let your child go, to have another support group that can embrace them, you know, on their journey as well. And then the third thing is to begin to enjoy the freedom. You know, when I think about freedom, it's like, freedom! I'm just so excited about all the possibilities now, you know, of things that I want to do, you know, things that have kind of been on the back burner that is now I can really pour full force into that perhaps I could not have at the level in which I wanted to. And so I'm excited about the freedom. My husband and I, we're excited about the freedom, you know, to be able to do so many wonderful things. We always joke about a scene that we saw in the movie. I can't even think of the movie right now, but it was a funny movie with Matthew McConaughey, and it was about his parents now having a naked room. And so we're like, yeah, now that's what we're going to do, you know. So it's exciting of thinking about just the freedom that you can have in life now, now that everyone is gone. And you can really kind of, you know, bring back the focus on some things that maybe you haven't paid as much attention to or that you need to nurture more. And for me, that's mainly myself, you know, just nurturing, you know, myself more and really taking that time to put me back on the to-do list of all the things that I need to do in feeling my best and living my best life in a whole new way, right? And so that's exciting for me. And so I want you to think about the freedom that you have now, you know, that you know, you have a different type of responsibility that's more towards yourself and your endeavors than you know, it being for so many years about your children, all right? And then the last tip that I want to share with you is about reinventing yourself and redefining your dreams. You know, this is a moment that you can really literally reinvent yourself. And I'm on that path of reinventing myself. There have been a lot of changes that have occurred, and I'm excited about, you know, thinking, you know, even more outside of the box of some things that I really want to do in my business and physically and, you know, trips I want to take and all of those things. That alone comes with the freedom, but reinventing, you know, what it is that I want to involve myself in, you know, what charities I want to get involved in, what kind of different direction that I kind of sense that I want to go into and volunteer in and how I want to scale and grow my business in a whole different direction. So all of that is about reinventing myself and redefining my dream, you know, looking at, you know, the expansion and the capacity and the growth that I want to now move into that perhaps I hadn't thought about or didn't think it was really possible at that moment. But now, as I'm redefining and rewriting my vision and rewriting my business plan and creating a new business model, and as I'm reinventing, you know, who I am and who I strive to be, as Michelle Obama has the Becoming book, who I'm now becoming, that's exciting to me. And so I'm just excited about all the new changes that has occurred in my life now, these seasons of change. And we all go through, you know, those seasons of change. And so I'm just excited about the new wind that's blowing in my way. And so I hope that on today's show, I've been able to give you some tips that you can begin to embrace as well. So number one, take a moment to take it all in. Number two, learn to let go. Number three, enjoy your freedom. And number four, reinventing yourself and redefining your dream is so, so important. Well, listen, you guys, leave a comment. Let me know what you think about today's show, the tips that I offered, what you have done that can help a sister out. And then for others who can also just jump in the conversation of how you are thriving in your emptiness. So I would love, love, love to hear from you. So don't forget to follow and to share and to follow me also on Twitter at @Nayshawn_Turner, on my website at NayshawnTurner.com, on Facebook at Uniquely Designed Coaching, and of course on Instagram, Nayshawn Life Coach. Listen, Don't forget to subscribe to the Total Empowered Woman TV. So it's right there as well. So listen, thank you guys for joining in, being a part of my audience, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to Uniquely Designed Talk. Tune in every Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And remember, own who you are every day to become everything that you were meant to do and be as we empower you to uniquely design your life.